Thank you. So my name is Ron Townsend. I'm a master's candidate in the Department of Plant Pathology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm also the research manager for the Chicago District Golf Association, and today I'm going to be talking about my research looking at dollar spot and how nitrogen rates, source, and pH play a role in disease severity. So first things first, a little bit of background. Sclerotinia homeocarpa is the pathogen that causes dollar spot on turf grass. And the pathogen has the ability to infect when temperatures are between 15 degrees Celsius and 30 degrees Celsius. Now, when we look at that large temperature range, in particular, that encompasses the entire growing season for the Great Lakes region, which makes this disease one of the major diseases that we deal with throughout the season. Golf course superintendents often have to apply fungicides to control the disease for a couple of reasons, one being that with our infection window being so large, multiple applications are needed over the course of a growing season. Two is the playability issue that we get with dollar spot as well. So we get necrotic depressions in shorter stands of turf, especially putting greens, which can affect ball roll in those situations. And then lastly, a few cultural practices are actually known to control the disease. We know that removal of dew and reduction of thatch can reduce disease severity, but then we also have an association that dollar spot is a low nitrogen disease. So looking at nitrogen in particular, we see there's been a lot of studies done looking at higher rates of nitrogen being applied to reduce dollar spot severity. So not only do we see with the higher nitrogen application rates, we see a reduction in disease severity, but even nitrogen sources as well reduce disease severity. The question then becomes is why are the nitrogen sources themselves affecting disease severity? Is it something that the nitrogen sources are specifically doing to the pathogen to control the disease? Which brings us into the oxalic acid that we've been looking at. So the oxalic acid is produced by the pathogen as a virulence factor. And then by being able to control oxalic acid production by the pathogen, do you see a reduction in disease severity as well? So the objectives of our trial were threefold. We wanted to analyze nitrogen application rates, see dollar spot severity decrease depending on nitrogen applications. We also wanted to test the nitrogen sources to see if there was a difference in the sources that we chose, which I'll get into here in a little bit. And then finally, to investigate oxalic acid production and to see how the pathogen expresses oxalic acid when grown at various levels. So in order to answer our objectives, we broke this down into three separate trials. So our first trial was looking at nitrogen applications alone. So we selected, we ran this trial over the past 2 years at two sites, both at the O.J. Knorr Turfgrass Research Center in Wisconsin, and then also at North Shore Country Club in Glenview, Illinois. Now what we did is we took four nitrogen application rates ranging from 4.88 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare to 29.29 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, which in English terms is about a tenth all the way up to 6/10 of a pound. And we applied those in a biweekly manner as a spoon feeding technique in a randomized complete block design with four replications. The data that we collected over the time was infection sites per plot, percent disease cover per plot, foliar nitrogen content, turf quality, which was rated on a 1 to 9 NTEP scale, and then normalized difference vegetation index, which was used with a Field Scout turf monitor. Next, looking at our nitrogen source, again, this trial was run in the same two locations over the same 2 years as well. But in this case, we chose nitrogen sources based on their effect on pH in particular. So calcium nitrate, for example, has a basic effect on pH, while ammonium sulfate has more of a very acidic effect on pH. And then ammonium nitrate technically has a acidic effect, but it's closer to our neutral pH, which is what we wanted to test and look at as well. These nitrogen rates were applied at the same were applied at the same rate, and again, they were applied every 2 weeks in a randomized complete block design with four replications, and again, the data that we collected off of this site were infection sites per plot, percent disease cover, foliar pH, turf quality, and then normalized difference vegetation index as well. And then to back up some of our field trial data with the nitrogen source, we were looking at oxalic acid production produced by the pathogen. So what we did is we selected two isolates and we grew them in PDB at two different initial pHs. These isolates were then incubated at a temperature of 23 degrees Celsius, and we had three sampling times of 24, 48, and 72 hours. And at those individual sampling times, we collected oxalic acid concentration, the pH change of our PDB, and then lastly, biomass accumulation for each of those samples. The oxalic acid kits, or oxalic acid testing kits that we used were from Trinity Biotech that we repurposed in order to fit our needs for this trial. So for the sake of time today, I'm just going to be going over our field data, looking at infection centers that we calculated. We calculated area under disease progress curve using our infection centers per plot. The data was analyzed using SAS9.3 with the PROC-MIX model and a Tukey mean separation test. So the important stuff, the results. So this data here is from the OJ NOAR this past year, and we see that higher rates of nitrogen do decrease dollar spot severity. Interestingly enough, we don't see a dose-dependent reaction, which is something that we initially expected. So we see that our non-tree control has no difference from our first three nitrogen sources statistically. But then once we get up to our highest rate of nitrogen, we see a dramatic decrease in dollar spot severity compared to the rest of our sources, or our rates, excuse me. Interestingly enough as well, our high rate of nitrogen does not have any statistically different results from our fungicide control program as well. So like I said, this was from the OJ NOAR this past year, and North Shore Country Club had the similar results that we saw up at Wisconsin. Again, we don't see as much of a step down with our 19.42 application rate, but we also do see significant differences at our high rate and our fungicide trial as well. Just a picture just from the field, so you can really see what we're talking about here. So the high rate of nitrogen, this plot here, compared to our fungicide program, visually they look really similar and really good. And then we see with our other rates of nitrogen, we do see a fair amount of dollar spot pressure in these plots. The one other thing I want to point out about this is the amount of dollar spot pressure, or our dollar spot pressure in general, with our untreated check and then some of our controls and, or excuse me, our pathways and our alleyways as well. It was pretty high this year. So for nitrogen source, we didn't see any significant differences between the sources themselves, with the between the calcium nitrate, ammonium sulfate, or ammonium nitrate. We saw that both at North Shore and at the OJ NOAR in Wisconsin. And again, just looking at what we saw in the field, we see that our fungicide treatment is relatively clean compared to our other nitrogen sources, which are getting hammered pretty good. Now, while we didn't see any effect from the fertilizers based on pH, when we took it into the lab, we did see something quite interesting, actually. So what we have here are our isolates grown at a pH of 7, so isolates 1 and 2, compared to our uninoculated control. We do see a decrease in PDB change in pH. So we see that the isolates, when they're grown at a pH of 7, are actually acidifying the environment, while at a pH of 4, we don't see an assist, or we don't see any reaction of acidifying the environment. Now, interestingly, when we overlay that with our oxalic acid production numbers, we see that only our isolates grown at a pH of 7 produce oxalic acid at a significant level compared to our isolates grown in pHs of 4 and our control. I think you guys can see the blue color that I'm trying to go at with this. So we see on our left, our standard curve that we use to measure our oxalic acid concentration. And then just to the right of that, we see these are isolates grown at a pH of 4. And we see that the isolates grown at a pH of 4, we don't see a presence of dye. And when we see a presence of dye like we do in our pH of 7, we actually have oxalic acid present in these samples. And it's pretty visually different just looking at these samples compared to one another as well. So finally, in summary, we see that higher rates of nitrogen do decrease dollar spot severity. We don't see that nitrogen sources don't show any significant differences in our trials to reduce dollar spot severity. And then we also see a production of oxalic acid is greater when exposed to a neutral pH compared to an acidic pH. And finally, what were the implications? What was the superintendent able to take away from this? So in the future, we may see a reduction in fungicide availability and or usage. Older chemistries are being taken off the market, which could lead to some golf courses not being able to spray fungicides in these areas. So in conjunction with the nitrogen applications rates that we've seen, could we control dollar spot that way as well? And then finally, the last point too, the availability to reduce oxalic acid production by the pathogen may reduce the disease severity, which is something that we're working on in our future work. So we want to look at shortening our spray intervals. Instead of spraying every biweekly, we want to spray weekly and then reduce the rates as well. And then finally, we want to evaluate the pathogenicity of the pathogen when we expose it to various pHs and see how it infects. Finally, I just want to thank the University of Wisconsin, the Chicago District Golf Association, and my committee members, and I'll open up for questions if we've got some time.
Your nitrogen sources, they were all fast release?
Yeah. So, yeah, I should explain that too. Yeah. All of our nitrogen sources were applied foliarly, as a water soluble with a carrier of 2 gallons per thousand as well.
Do you think you see a difference if one of those carriers might be like a polyon or some other kind of slowly soluble nitrogen?
Possibly. I think we were more or less looking at the effect of pH of itself. But you know, we that wasn't something that we were strictly concerned with at that point either. Yep.
If you increase those sources to the highest rate where you saw that results, do you think you might see separation there?
Can you say that one more time? Sorry.
If you increase the sources.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Yeah. Do we think? It's something that we wanted to look at, because when we look back at our normal nitrogen rate trial, at that level, we didn't see any reduction in dollar spot. So it is possible that if we were to increase those rates, we could see differences between the sources themselves as well.
Any plans to expand on the pH, the full pH with the oxalic acid?
Yeah, so that's something that we want to look into. Looking at the pH, we were actually talking about in the greenhouse or in the lab setting, actually dictating the pH that we actually grow either our plants in or the agar that we want to grow into, and see if there's a difference in infection rates at that point too with oxalic acid.
All right, that's all the time we have for questions. Sorry.